Well, everyone knows that. And there were some accidental deaths. Vimes felt sorry for the man. In truth, it was never proved that anyone was given an order to ride people down. But did it matter? Horses pushing and people unable to get away because of the press of people behind them, it was too easy for small children to lose grip of a hand. But in fairness, missiles were thrown at the officers and one soldier was badly injured, said Tilden, as if reading the words off a card. That's all right then, Vimes thought. What kind of missile, sir? Fruit, I gather. Although there may have been some stones as well. Vimes realised that Tilden's hand was shaking. The riot was over the price of bread, I understand.
No. The protest was over the price of bread, said Vimes' inner voice. The riot was what happens when you have panicking people trapped between idiots on horseback and other idiots shouting, yeah, right, and trying to push forward, and the whole thing in the charge of a fool advised by a maniac with a steel rule.
The feeling of the palace, said Tilden slowly, is that revolutionary elements may attack the watch houses.
Really, sir? Why?
It's the sort of thing they do, said Tilden. As a matter of fact, sir, the men are putting up shutters and... Do whatever you feel necessary, Sergeant, said Tilden, waving a hand with a scrawled letter in it. We are told we must be mindful of the curfew regulations. That has been underlined.
Vimes paused before answering. He'd bitten back the first answer. He contented himself with,
very well, sir, and left.
The man wasn't a bad man, he knew. He must have been badly affected by the news to give such a stupid, dangerous order. Do what you feel necessary. Give an order like that to a man who's liable to panic when he sees a bunch of people waving their fists, and you get the Dolly Sisters massacre. He walked back down the stairs. The squad were standing around looking nervous.
Prisoner in the cells, said Vimes.
Corporal Colon nodded.
Yes, sir, Sarge. Snowdy says they're up at Dolly Sisters.
I know. Now here's what I feel is necessary. Take the shutters down, unbar the door, leave it open and light all the lamps. Why isn't the blue lamp over the door lit?
Do know, Sarge. But what if...
Get it lit, Corporal. And then you and Waddy go and stand guard outside where you can be seen. You're friendly-looking local lads. Take your bells, but, I want to make this very clear, no swords, right?
No swords? Colon burst out. But what if a bloody great mob comes round the corner and I'm not armed?
Vimes reached him in two swift strides and stood nose to nose.
And if you have got a sword, what will you do, eh? Against a bloody great mob? What do you want them to see? Now, what I want them to see is Fatty Colon, decent lad, not too bright. I knew his dad. And there's old Waddy drinks in my pub. Because if they just see a couple of men in uniform with swords, you'll be in trouble. And if you draw those swords, you'll be in real trouble. And if, by any chance, Corporal, you draw swords tonight without my order and survive, then you'll wish you hadn't done either, because you'll have to face me, see? And then you'll know what trouble is, because everything up until then will look like a bleeding day at the sodding seaside. Understand?
Fred Colon goggled at him. There was no other word for it.
Don't let my sugary sweet tones lead you to believe that I'm not damn well giving you orders, said Vimes, turning away. Vimes?
Yes, Sarge, said young Sam.
Have we got a saw in this place?
Snouty stepped forward. I've got a toolbox, Sarge.
Nails too?
Yes, sir.
Right. Rip the door off my locker and hammer a lot of nails right through it, will you? Then lay it down on the upstairs landing. I'll take the saw, because I'm going to the privy.
After the silence that followed, Corporal Colon obviously felt he had to make a contribution. He cleared his throat and said,
If you've got a problem in that area, Sarge, Mrs. Colon's got a wonderful medicine she...
I won't be long, said Vimes.
In fact, he was 4 minutes.
All done, he said, returning to the sound of hammering from the locker room. Come with me, Lance Constable. Time for a lesson in interrogation. Oh, and bring the toolbox.
Fred and Waddy don't like being outside, said Sam, as they went down the stone steps. They say, what if that bunch of unmentionables turn up?
They needn't worry. Our friends at Cable Street are not front door kind of people.
He pushed open the door to the cells. The prisoner stood up and grabbed the bars.
OK, they've come. Now you let me out, he said. Come on, I'll put in a good word for you.
No one's come for you, sir, said Vimes.
He locked the main door behind him and then unlocked the cell.
It's probably been a busy time for them, he added. Been a bit of a riot over in Dolly Sisters. A few deaths. Might be a while before they get round to you.
The man eyed the toolbox.